If you're able, please stand for the reading of the gospel according to Luke chapter 12. Listen very carefully to this word. It's a love letter to us from God. Jesus said, "Do not be afraid, little flock, for your Father has been pleased to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give to the poor. Provide purses for yourselves that will not wear out, a treasure in heaven that will never fail, where no thief comes near and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. And be dressed, ready for service, and keep your lamps burning, like servants waiting for their master to return from a wedding banquet, so that when he comes and knocks, they can immediately open the door for him. It will be good for those servants whose master finds them watching when he comes. Truly, I tell you, he will dress himself to serve, will have them recline at the table, and will come and wait on them. It will be good for those servants whose master finds them ready, even if he comes in the middle of the night or toward daybreak. But understand this, if the owner of the house had known at what hour the thief was coming, he would not have let his house be broken into. You also must be ready, because the Son of Man will come in an hour when you do not expect him." Thank you, Lord, for the reading of your holy word. Please be seated. Boy, this is another juicy peach. A lot of stuff in here again. Man, just really good stuff right now, this walk with the lectionary through the Bible. Here we are in Luke chapter 12, right? Verse 32. Jesus does it again. He says, "Do not be afraid." Do not, you know, Jesus was always telling his disciples, his followers, that. God told them that through the Old Testament. First thing he'd say would, "Don't be afraid. Do not be afraid." And why is that? Why is that so important that we are not afraid, especially when God is talking to us? Because fear cripples. Fear cripples our faith. When we are afraid, we show a lack of trust in God. When we are afraid, we are saying we believe more in the bad stuff that's going on than we do in the good stuff. It's a negative faith, fear. So in order for us to hear what it is God has to say to us, in order for us to follow the directions that he gives us, we have to put aside our fear. See, God's about to give us something very important to do here. Something big. And he wants us to hear what he has to say. And so he says, "Do not be afraid, little flock." Little flock, sheep, children. That's a term of endearment because he loves us and wants to take care of us. And so he's telling us to not be afraid. Listen up, I've got something to tell you. This is the word of God for the children of God. Thank you. We'll try it again. See, this is a tradition in the church that when a speaker, any speaker, the pastor, liturgist, worship leader, whenever they say to you, "This is the word of God for the children of God," the automatic response is, "Thanks be to God." I don't know who started it. We just do that. So this is the word of God for the children of God. How many people here have a job? How many people here have ever had a job? Now, most jobs, especially if it's a professional job, but most jobs come with a set of rules. Employee handbook, rules that are posted on the wall, safety precautions, a lot of legal stuff. Some jobs come with a contract. And if you don't follow those rules, if you don't follow your contract, what happens? You get fired. You get fired. You lose your job. We know that. We're used to this. It's on TV. We live it every day. We know we have rules to follow, contracts to follow, doctors, nurses, lawyers, policemen. Everybody has contracts. Teachers have contracts. We have rules and regulations. If you work at a hot dog shop, you've got rules about what time to come in and what kind of cleanliness you got to have and how you prepare the food and all that stuff. I mean, rules to live by. We should be used to that. Here's our contract. This is every Christian's contract. This is the Word of God. Oh, very good. Catching on. This is not something we get to pick and choose. It's all or nothing. That's what God says. This contract is for our salvation. This contract contains the rules for daily living, how we conduct ourselves, what expectations God has of us, what sacrifices we need to make. This contract was designed to move us out of our comfort zone. This contract was designed to make you and me ambassadors of Christ so that we would save souls. And yet, people read that and they go, oh, I can't do that, or I won't do that. You know? That's a real, real easy one. Do not gossip. Oh, boy. I can bite my tongue on that one. Who doesn't love a juicy piece of gossip? Oh, man. Especially to be the first one. Oh, yeah. Don't you love when somebody comes up and tells you something that you've already heard like a dozen times? Hey, guess what I heard? And yeah, I know that. You just want to deflate them a little bit, you know? Somebody comes up and tells you something that you already learned. You're not the first person to hear that. And you tell them you already know that, and what do? They just go right on and tell you again. Bible says we're not supposed to gossip. Bible says we're not supposed to say negative things about other people. Bible says that we are to think more highly of the other person than we think of ourselves. We're to be humble. We are to share what we have. And the Bible is telling us something here, the Word of God, our contract. So verse 32, do not be afraid, little flock, for your Father has been pleased to give you the kingdom. God has given us the kingdom through Jesus Christ. In Matthew chapter 4, at the end of that chapter, it says that Jesus began his public ministry by saying, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. The moment we accept Christ, we have a foot in the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven is both now and not yet. It'll be fully realized the day that we die or the day that Jesus comes back. But as of this moment, you and I are living in the kingdom. Even though we're in the world, we're not of the world. And we need to realize that this is our contract by which we live, and we live it out in the kingdom here in the midst of the world. That's why we obey this. So God said, don't be afraid. Jesus said, don't be afraid. I want you to do something scary, like build an ark, sacrifice a son on top of the mountain. Abraham ended up not having to do that, right? Pass through a sea. I'm going to make the water stand up on both sides of you. I want you to walk through the middle of all that. While there's a Pharaoh's army chasing you, but don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. I want you to take a small gathering of men, and I want you to go and fight thousands of other men because they're the enemy, and I'll be with you. Don't be afraid. You know, Gideon says, no way. I can't. I am the least in my troop, which is the least in all. I can't do this. God says, don't be afraid. Isaiah said, I can't do this. I'm a man of unclean lips. God said, don't be afraid. Face up to a storm. Feed thousands with very little food. Cast out demons. Quit your job to follow me. Pick up your cross daily. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Because here is what it is that God wants us to do. This is why Jesus said this. This is the scary thing. Verse 33. Luke chapter 12, verse 33. Sell your possessions and give to the poor. Provide purses for yourselves that will not wear out, a treasure in heaven that will never fail, where no thief comes and no moth destroys. Sell your possessions and give to the poor. Yeah, right. Like, that's going to happen. Oh, it may be in the contract, but I'm not doing that. There's just no way. Oh, I'll sell off a couple things. I'll put some money in the bucket, put some money in the offering plate. I'm not selling off my possessions. I don't care what God says. Work too hard to get them. I really like having them. Break the contract at work, what happens? Do you want to go there? Do you want to take that chance? I'm not saying God's saying sell everything you own. Then you'd be one of the poor. You'd be part of the problem. But we've all have excess. We've all got more than we need. My goodness, we've got toys and extra stuff and I've got a keyboard at home that I've never learned how to play. I've got kayaks, pool table, exercise machine. Of course, I need some place to hang my clothes. Got all kind of board games and card games and guns and sports equipment and stuff. Stuff, none of which will save me anyways. But it's hard, and I get that. I understand that. Sell your possessions and give to the poor. Give your possessions to the giveaway. Donate them to the church auction. Help the poor, those who are poor financially, physically, spiritually. And why? Because it's in the contract. Because it's what Jesus said to do. And when we do it, we're not supposed to be afraid. And the less you have, guess what? The less you have to worry about. Now, it's not easy. And I'm asking you to get out of your comfort zone. I don't know what you do with this. I don't know how you handle this when you walk out of here today. I just know that the Word of God says, sell your possessions and give to the poor. Don't be afraid when you do it. Because you've got the kingdom of heaven. You will never be poor. You will never be broke. You will never be without because you have the kingdom of heaven. Now don't think in material possession terms. Think about what's important in life. Saving souls. That's why we do this. And making yourself a purse in heaven. Well, that's just where you store up your treasures. Sell your possessions. Matthew 25, feed the hungry, clothe the naked, give drink to those who are thirsty, make friends of strangers, take care of the sick, visit those who are in prison, invite people into your home. That which you do unto the least of these, you do unto me, Jesus said. And don't be afraid when you do it. Don't be afraid when it gets hard and when you have to make sacrifices and when people say you're nuts. One more thing. I gotta do this. JJ, John, come on down here. Give me a hug. Okay, for argument's sake, just say I love this man. Don't really know a lot about him. But let's just say for argument's sake that I know everything there is to know about him. I know every little secret, everything he's done wrong and bad, and everything he's done good, and I love him. I love him more than anything else, more than anybody else. I love him so much that I just have to be near him. I have to help him, do whatever he wants. I love him. He is more important to me than my job, my anything I own. You get it? I mean, I would die for him. I love him so much. He is more important to me than what anybody says, than what anybody thinks. I love him that much.
And I love you.
Oh. All right. So, would I do anything for him? Yes. Would I die for him? Yes. Do you love anybody that much? Your spouse, your children, your grandchildren, family? Do you have a friend that you love that much? I want to tell you this. You will invest in them. You will give them whatever they want because you love them that much. You'll hold nothing back from them. Jesus said we're to love him more than we love anybody. We are to love Jesus this much. Because if we love Jesus that much, we will not hold anything back from Jesus. We will invest everything into Jesus. We will go out of our way. Get as uncomfortable as it takes. We will do the craziest things because we love Jesus. See, where our heart is, where our treasure is. If Jesus is our treasure, there our heart will be also. And Jesus said that we are to love him more than life itself. And when people asked Jesus what was the most important commandment, what did he say? To love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And to love one another is the second one. Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. So when Jesus says to us, don't be afraid, sell your possessions and give to the poor, that's not a hard thing to do. Not when we think about it as pleasing Jesus, the one whom we love. We're putting a smile on God's face by selling our possessions and giving to the poor. I don't care if it's $2, $1, $5, $1,000, $500,000, it don't matter. All that matters is doing what Jesus wants us to do. That's our contract. That's the word of God. This world's not our home. God loves you, and so do I.